Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser, elevating the kingdom of God in our region.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works here. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. We'd love to connect you up with some of the people we've spoken to, some of the things that are emerging in our region, nationally, and some internationally. The Lord's doing something special in our hour today. And the beautiful thing is he's included you to participate and help contribute into. And my special guest today is David Balestri. Caught up with him recently about the Watch 2019, a prayer movement leading into our federal election. David is the executive pastor, Hope UC, under Mark and Darlene Check. Many of you would know of Darlene, and certainly sure. We've sang songs together and worshipped the Lord, and great marketplace leader as well. Welcome to the program, David.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having
me. Fantastic. Just to recap, actually, on this, the Watch, we talked about this just recently, 7 p.m.
Yes.
Every evening. Every we were asking people to come to prayer, set their alarm on their phone.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
And pray for 3 minutes over three things.
Yep. Blessing on the nation, wisdom on our civic leaders, and guidance on the people as we go to the federal election in 2019.
Beautiful. So people right around our nation are lifting up this and being mindful and submitting and putting these things to the Lord every evening. The Watch 2019, there's websites, there's Facebooks, it's everywhere.
Yes.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit. You're based down the Central Coast.
Right.
It's wonderful having Hope UC up in our region as well. Mm. And you're based down in the Central Coast, and there's a beautiful beautiful thing emerging there with the churches and the spirit of unity and ministers and marketplace leaders gathering together. And, share a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I think what has been, and it's really been a work of the Lord, which I love. I think there's a difference between good ideas and God ideas.
Mm.
And sometimes you can have a God idea, but there is this thought around time, when you talk about time, you know, Chronos and Kairos, and sometimes we have the right idea in the wrong moment.
Yep. Which
becomes the wrong idea. So one of the things that we've, I suppose, you know, it almost feels like we've fallen into is on the coast, there's beautiful churches. There's actually 90, from the last count, there was about 97 different congregations. And they've enjoyed probably a different level of collaboration and unity. And over the years, sometimes it's been quite tight, and other times it hasn't. And I think, you know, I can't say for Newcastle, but definitely on the coast, there'd been probably a decade of just nothing terribly wrong, but not a lot of collaboration together. And I think, you know, ministers were busy in their work and trying to do their best for the people in their congregations. But over the last probably about 18 months ago, maybe a little less than that, a couple of us just began to coffee together and began talking, just actually wanting to get to know one another.
Yeah, awesome.
Now what happened was that, and you know, sometimes I'm sure we've all done it, where we've gone to meet an old friend and had a coffee, and you think it's going to be one thing, but all of a sudden you say to them, why don't we do this more often? You know, like, because you just go, actually, my heart, it's almost like your heart warms very quickly.
Yeah.
And you might, maybe you thought it was going to be awkward, or, well, that's what happened.
Well, there's a lot in common, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, isn't it funny? We found that out. And so what's happened out of that is over about the last 16 months, something like that, a number now of key senior leaders and on the coast, we've been meeting together once a month for a long lunch. We call it our long lunch, 11 to 2.
Okay.
I think you need a long lunch when you get a couple of ministers together, because they we all tend to be long-winded. out of that has forged not just friendships, which now that's important.
That's beautiful, friendship.
Friendship is the foundation of everything, I think. But actually a commonality of mission for the city has begun to emerge.
Awesome. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, I'd imagine when you know, you sit around the table at long lunch, it'd be a diverse group.
Oh, it is.
Diverse background.
Yeah.
And, you know, for so long our diversity's been our point of difference rather than our place of celebration.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, so much. Imagine if we were all the same.
Yeah. I don't think everybody being vanilla would be all that attractive, actually.
But the beautiful mix of diversity, it's a representation of the Lord.
I think it is, yes.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And so it's interesting, you talk a little bit, I would imagine every church leader has got a heart to win people to the Lord and disciple people.
Sure.
And ensure that they're effective in the outworking of being Christ in their community, in their life, and their family.
Yeah.
And but you just mentioned a one word around collaborative.
Yes.
And so what does it, I mean, I think that that's part of the future. I think it's part of the present at the moment.
Yes.
And part of what's emerging.
Yeah.
Collaborative mission.
Yes.
Yeah, share a thought on that.
I think there's the interesting thing has to do with, vision, the scope of your vision, always determines how you behave.
Mm.
And so for many ministers that have been probably thought or trained or just sort of grown up in a context where they envision, okay, the local church, and yes, the local church had a work in the city, and each local church did some expression, and hopefully if each one did their job well enough, the city was then well taken care of. That was a bit of a mindset. But actually, I think that the reality is that what we are seeing is that our eyes are saying, well, not only are we absolutely called to minister in diverse expressions in local works, but actually the thought is that could we together capture a vision, God's vision, I think, is really what we're talking about here, for the city, and understand that actually in our what diversity tells us is that each one of us probably carries a different gracing in the sense that we can be good on a number of things, but there are just certain things that, I've got four kids and none of them are the same. They share some commonality, but, one of my daughters can sing like a songbird, you know. One of my sons, if he was trying to do that, it would be like a dying moose, but he's a wonderful mathematician, So I think this thought about... Not only can we all work in the city together, but actually, can we appreciate one another's strengths? And this is where collaborative mission comes. Consider backing one another in our strengths, and get over that
fear. That's very cool.
Get over that fear that would go, if I did that, if I backed you in your strength, it's actually going to weaken me. I think that's a fear that's really it's unfounded, actually. And what you find, my marketplace business is I teach organizations how to function at optimum level, and I can tell you that actually collaboration and a synergistic working together of teams always amplifies what everybody can do, rather than working in silos.
Beautiful. If you just joined us, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works here. My special guest today, David Balestri, exec pastor at Hope UC under Mark and Darlene, which is based in Central Coast as well up here in Newcastle and other parts of the world, actually.
Yeah.
We're talking about what the Lord's doing, something beautiful down the Central Coast, where the church is just beginning to emerge as one. We're talking about collaborative mission and cities and the Lord's heart and vision. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just right through the Bible. The Lord's got a dream and a heart and a passion for cities.
Yes.
Which
yes,
fill with people. We're talking about as well the body and strengths.
Yes.
And you just mentioned something around celebrating one another's strengths.
Yeah.
I mean, largely we're threatened by, can be threatened by one another.
Can be, yeah.
And but to what it looks like to synergize off one another's strengths, which is a beautiful thing. If we think of the body of Christ,
right.
We're all not going to be strong in everything, but if we're synergizing, we will be strong.
We will. In the early days, as a group, we started talking about what it meant to be in unity. Let's just break it down very, very basic. What it means to be in unity with my when we talk about unity, or let's talk about oneness. John 17, Jesus' prayer, that they may be one, Father's unity. Yep. So what does that actually look like on the ground in a practical sense? So I said that many people thought in the church what that meant was that we just acknowledge one another, that we're both in the body of Christ, so you're not my enemy.
Yeah.
Well, that's not unity or oneness. Or what about if we took a step forward to that and we said, okay, well, not only do I acknowledge that, of course, we're one body as far as the church, and I like you. I like you, and you like me. Now that's and so we're not enemies, and but we like one another.
Yep.
I said that's much better than not liking one another, but we're still not yet in Jesus' John 17 prayer.
Mm.
I said, until we begin to conspire for the success of one another,
That's awesome.
We have not as yet entered into oneness and unity.
It's interesting. I, as you were saying that, the word family come to mind. And what would it look like for us to function well as family?
Right, right. Yes, absolutely. If you know, one of the tensions that happens in a natural family is when maybe a parent or maybe the parents get in their head that their sons and their daughters need to look a certain way, do you know, sort of a very preconceived idea. And I'm not talking about any morality here. I'm talking about just the way they think.
Yeah.
And so if, you know, I remember when I when my daughter was born, I was a bit of a blokey bloke, and so you know, I've got this 3-year-old daughter that's a princess, and I was out of my, I just, you know, but I thought I'm not trying to throw some cowboy boots and a gun in a hand, you know, like I really need to just see this wonderful flower and celebrate all that she is and allow her to find the expression of the unique God wiring in her.
Yeah.
And I think that each of the churches in the city have a, because we're all on mission, of course, but actually there's a unique God assignment inside one another. And it's that if we can, without suspicion and without threat, really see in one another.
Yeah.
And at that point, and then I think where collaboration works is we actually begin to back one another in it. So I think that begins with encouragement.
Yep.
It begins, and then it goes to acknowledgement. Then it goes to potentially support of resource, and then it comes to absolutely championing that dimension in one another.
And so that assignment, you used a word earlier on, grace for, over, right. I mean, certain people, there's a grace for them. Darlene Cheek, there's a grace for worship.
Right, yeah.
And many more things, I'm sure.
Yes.
And so what does that look like? Just talking to the grace thing over, let's put the individuals aside over churches.
Yeah. I think that there's an undeniable fingerprint, and I in churches. I think God, of course, God's in a city. God raises up churches by His Spirit, and those churches. It's very interesting to me because I think every city. There is a God design inside of, you know, every nucleus that's attached to their geography and the people that will live in that geography. And so it's interesting. Jesus called it he talked about the keys of the kingdom.
Mm.
And he said that he would give us, the saints, the keys of the kingdom. And he said that if we open and closed with the keys of the kingdom, that he would build his church.
Mm.
And I think that what we're talking about, when we talk about grace, I think we're talking about acknowledging that there are just certain churches in the city that have a different, they unlock a different door.
Yeah, beautiful.
And so there's some that are brilliant at social work, brilliant, and others are wonderful in creative dimensions.
Yep.
Others with regards to enterprise.
Yep.
I mean, I'll give you one of the clearest examples. At Hope You See, this is a personal story to the church, but at Hope You See, when we first started, because we're a large church, there was an expectation that we would immediately build a Bible college. That thought.
That's just what you do.
I remember Mark and I talking about it, looking at each other, and he said, you know, David, we love the Bible colleges, but we don't actually have energy or grace.
Mm.
He said, I don't think we have grace to build a Bible college, but I think we have grace to build an entrepreneur school, a kingdom entrepreneur school. So in the end, we didn't build a Bible college. We built a kingdom entrepreneur school, which launched, I can tell you, over 3 years, launched over 60 businesses that were not in existence, kingdom businesses that were not, when I say kingdom, I'm talking about people that are Christians, of course, those businesses were all across the spectrum. Two of those businesses went global.
Hmm.
One of them is a national business. It's a cleaning company. It's one of the most amazing stories. It's probably another segment. But it's our grace.
Yeah.
And
and that's the future of education, entrepreneurialism. Let the creativity of heaven serve us up and out.
Let it come.
In conclusion, why don't you just speak to, just over the next 30 seconds, speak to the listeners here in this region, the Hunter region, and encourage them in the walk with the Lord in unity and one another. And
my prayer, and maybe I can say it this way, my prayer is that no matter where you live in the Newcastle Basin, that when someone comes and asks you, "Hey, what's your church like?" or "How many?" Maybe let's be controversial and say, "How many people are in your church?" That you say, "Look, I'm not really sure, but it must be almost in the several thousand." And someone says to you, "Oh my goodness, how do you guys all fit in the building?" And you say, "Well, actually, that's the whole point. We can't. So we meet all over the Newcastle Basin. And I actually don't know some of the people because we meet in all these places." The moment that we actually capture that, not just as a cliche, but as a heart, I think we've now begun to enter into God's vision, how he sees the church in the city.
Someone once said, "Rick, how big's your church?" I said, "Oh, look, just under 200,000. What are you talking about? "Well, I'm trying to pastor a city. That's what we're called to do.
That's right. Yeah, beautiful.
Hey, wonderful. Dave, wonderful to have you on the program. And Balestri from Hope You See, your pastor, with Mark and Darlene. Beautiful, mate. Fantastic. And well done for Watch 2019. Go to Facebook and website. Click on you. Phone, set the alarm, 7 p.m. every evening. Lift up to the Lord the upcoming federal election. Hey, it's been great being with you. Go to our website, there's more information there. Blessings to you. Look forward to joining us.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.